From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Syrian monitoring group and paramedics say at least 98 people were killed in government shelling and airstrikes on rubble-held suburbs of the Syrian capital Monday. Some people were still trapped under the rubble. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling was the deadliest day in 3 years. The CEO and former chairman of Bezeq has been arrested in Israel. Luis Ramirez has the details.
The Israel Securities Authority has been investigating Bezeq over possible fraud and financial reporting offenses. Israeli media reported investigators were now looking into allegations that Bezeq received benefits in return for enabling favorable media coverage of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Shlomo Filber, a former director general of the communications ministry, and former Netanyahu spokesman Nir Hefetz are also being held. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
The White House is signaling it is open to expanded background checks on potential gun buyers. Bill Gallo has that story.
President Donald Trump is an outspoken supporter of gun rights. But after last week's shooting, White House officials say he supports a bipartisan plan to strengthen background checks. That legislation would not impose new restrictions on gun purchases, such as the AR-15 rifle, which the Florida shooting suspect legally purchased. Nearly 70% of Americans favor banning assault-style weapons, such as the AR-15, according to a 2017 Pew poll. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
You can find additional stories as well as in-depth coverage on our website. This is VOA News. Just weeks after he was pardoned from a 25-year prison sentence, former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori has been ordered to stand trial again. Carlos Rivera, the director of the Legal Defense Institute, says this is not normal and described the decision as a historic in its value and the meaning it has, and that the pardon did not apply. The country's National Criminal Court ruled Monday that the 79-year-old Fujimori could be prosecuted for the 1992 murders of six peasant farmers by a paramilitary group. Grace Lee reports that South Korea and the United States will announce plans before April for a postponed joint military drill. This comes after a temporary thaw in relations with North Korea during the Winter Olympics.
Seoul's defense ministry said Tuesday it will reveal plans for this year's exercises with the U.S. before April, and officials say talks to stage the drills are now moving forward. When the drills were delayed, the North agreed to come to the games, and eventually that led to an invitation for the South's President Moon Jae-in to meet with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. But if drills start up again, that prospect may be at risk. North Korea denounces the annual drills as preparations to invade.
That was reporter Grace Lee. The UN Children's Fund reports newborn babies in some of the poorest, most dangerous countries in the world are up to 50 times more likely to die than are newborns in some of the world's richest and safest countries. Lisa Schlein has that story from Geneva.
A survey of 195 countries finds a shocking disparity in the mortality rates of newborn babies in poor and rich countries, and most of those deaths are preventable. On average, it reports 27 deaths out of 1,000 births in poor countries, compared to 3 deaths out of 1,000 in rich countries. While Pakistan is the lowest-ranked country, the survey notes 8 of the 10 most dangerous places to be born are in sub-Saharan Africa. Japan tops the rankings with only 1 newborn death out of 1,111. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said Tuesday he would not allow smash-and-grab interventions when undertaking land exploration without compensation, a policy he has promised to pursue to speed up the transfer of land to black people. 2 decades after the end of apartheid, the ruling African National Congress says it is under pressure to redress racial disparities in land ownership where whites own most of the land. Canadians Tessa Virtue and Scott Muir won the gold medal in ice dancing Tuesday at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.